From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley has warned Syrian President Bashar al-Assad the U.S. would launch new missile strikes if he carries out another chemical weapons attack. This follows strikes Saturday by the U.S., France, and Britain on Syria's chemical weapons infrastructure in retaliation for an alleged chemical attack by the Assad regime the week before that left 40 people dead.
This was a very strong response. I mean, first of all, we went after their storage facilities where they kept components. We went after their massive research facility, which was the heart of their chemical weapons program, and we went after their production facility. So this was very strong attack on the chemical weapons program.
Haley says new sanctions against Russia, which has forces in Syria supporting the Assad regime, would be announced today. Syrian refugees have been facing all sorts of hardships while living in Jordan since the outbreak of civil war in Syria 7 years ago. More than 1.3 million Syrians have fled to neighboring Jordan to seek asylum. Francesco Burt is with the UN High Commissioner for Refugees.
The huge refugee crisis that used to end with the return home of these people are now becoming more and more protracted. This is the same as it happens today for Syria. We are now entering the eighth year. This means that war is certainly there to stay for the time being, and a solution is not to be found by humanitarian organization alone. So we need a political solution to end the war.
The next generation is also a big problem for Syrian refugees in Jordan. By the end of 2016, nearly 150,000 refugee babies have been born there. This is VOA News. The United Nations Security Council has condemned the strongest terms a deadly extremist attack happened over the weekend on a UN military camp in northern Mali. French Army said the assault was particularly sophisticated and underhanded, with some of the assailants entering the camp disguised as peacekeepers with the UN mission known as MINUSMA. There's been no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack. However, a number of extremist groups are active in the area. Japanese Foreign Affairs Minister Taro Kono says Tokyo and Beijing need to work more closely together to denuclearize North Korea. This followed a meeting with his Chinese counterpart, Wang Yi. Kono spoke with reporters. We agree that Japan, the U.S., South Korea, and China should continue to impose economic sanctions on North Korea in accordance with the UN Security Council resolutions. Wang's arrival in Tokyo comes ahead of a summit between the two Koreas this month and after a meeting between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and U.S. President Donald Trump. U.S.-North Korean talks are aimed at ending a standoff over Pyongyang's development of nuclear weapons and ballistic missiles. The American auto company Ford and their premium Lincoln brand plan to build as many as 5 new vehicles in China and do that by the year 2022. The story now from Reuters' Ed Giles.
Ford is chasing long-term plans to build more cars in China. Lincoln-branded vehicles built locally are still at least a year and a half away. They're playing catch-up with rivals that have all already heavily invested in making cars in China. That includes General Motors, as well as European brands like Audi, BMW and Mercedes-Benz. The 25% tariff Chinese President Xi Jinping pledged to lower makes it tough for Ford's American premium brand to compete with GM and the Germans, who avoid already steep import tariffs on their locally built vehicles.
That is Reuters' Ed Giles. Hundreds of thousands of Catalan independent supporters flooding the streets of Barcelona, calling for the release of jailed separatist leaders after a Supreme Court ruling frustrated their latest attempt to elect a regional leader. Catalan leader Carles Puigdemont went into exile after being charged with crimes by the Spanish court, which ruled their independence declaration was illegal. Barbara Bush, the wife of former U.S. President George H.W. Bush, is in failing health and has decided to no longer seek medical treatment. Former First Lady, who is also mother of former President George W. Bush, will instead focus on comfort care. She is 92 years old. Get more news at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.